Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. This is the book of Genesis, chapter 47. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless the service. Lord, bless the reading of your word, both King James Version and commentary. And Lord, quicken it into all of our spirits and let it remain there. We know we have to read every day because the reproof of the word on a daily basis, denying ourselves, reading the word on a daily basis, is the way of life. The reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. And Lord, let it bring us life enough, your grace or power enough in our lives to stand another day. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go.
Genesis chapter 47, King James Version, verse 1. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, "My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen." And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh.
And here now, Goshen and Ramesses is the very same thing. When they talk about Ramesses, that area, it's also Goshen, all right? Okay, so it's good to know that. Then what else?
Keep going here.
Yeah, keep going.
And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers."
See, they didn't obey Joseph's instructions in regard to telling him that they were herdsmen. They told him the exact opposite of what he said. Shepherds are despised in Egypt. Amen?
Amen.
So, and it just seemed to possibly have gone over Pharaoh's head because he didn't really make any comment in that regard. Okay, then what?
Here.
Keep going.
They said moreover unto Pharaoh, "For to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen."
Yeah, again, that's Ramesses. So what they might have thought is that Pharaoh would find out that they were lying, and that maybe Joseph was laying a trap for him. It's as though they didn't really trust Joseph enough, his instructions in regard to saying that they were herdsmen rather than shepherds. And so there, he was afraid that maybe Pharaoh was bright enough to go and check it out, that they definitely had flocks there and would possibly kill him. And then Joseph would be avenged for the way that they had treated him when they were younger. And so it's a strong possibility that that's what they were thinking, because I don't think they yet fully trusted Joseph, because they knew that what they had done unto him was extremely wicked, and they were going to murder him in the first place. And then they threw him in a pit and then took him out and sold him into slavery. So it would be kind of hard to believe that somebody wouldn't retaliate with some kind of scheme if someone had done that to you. And so that's probably what they're saying. Joseph wants us to lie to Pharaoh so that Pharaoh will find it out and then execute us or something. So they just leveled with him. And Pharaoh didn't apparently pay any attention to that one way or the other. Okay, then you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle."
So if you know anybody that knows how to do something special, if they're really good at raising cattle, let them also raise my cattle too, Pharaoh said. All right? Give them a job doing whatever they know how to do best. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? Okay, now go into the commentary.
Commentary verses 1 through 6. Jacob addresses Pharaoh. So Joseph went to see Pharaoh and said, quote, My father and my brothers are here from Canaan. They came with all their flocks and herds and possessions, and they are now in the land of Goshen. Joseph took five of his brothers with him and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked them, quote, "What is your occupation?" And they replied, quote, "We are shepherds like our ancestors. We have come to live here in Egypt, for there is no pasture for our flocks in Canaan. The famine is very severe there. We request permission to live in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, quote, "Now that your family has joined you here, choose any place you like for them to live. Give them the best land of Egypt. The land of Goshen will be fine. And if any of them has special skills, put them in charge of my livestock, too." King James Version, verse 7. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, "How old art thou?" And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded.
See, Ramses is the same as Goshen. Okay.
Commentary, verses 7 through 11. Then Joseph brought his father Jacob, and presented him to Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Quote, "How old are you?" Pharaoh asked him. Jacob replied, quote, "I have lived for 130 hard years, but I am still not nearly as old as many of my ancestors." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh again before he left. So Joseph assigned the best land of Egypt, the land of Ramses, to his father and brothers, just as Pharaoh had commanded. King James Version, verse 12. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very sore, so that the land of Egypt and all the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. Commentary, verses 12 through 13. And Joseph furnished food to his father and brothers in amounts appropriate to the number of their dependents. Heading, Joseph's Leadership in the Famine. Meanwhile, the famine became worse and worse, and the crops continued to fail throughout Egypt and Canaan. King James Version, verse 14. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the corn which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if money fail." And they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. Commentary, verses 14 through 17. Joseph collected all the money in Egypt and Canaan in exchange for grain, and he brought the money to Pharaoh's treasure house. When the people of Egypt and Canaan ran out of money, they came to Joseph crying again for food. Quote, "Our money is gone," they said. Quote, "But give us bread. Why should we die?" Quote, "Well then," Joseph replied, "since your money is gone, give me your livestock. I will give you food in exchange." So they gave their livestock to Joseph in exchange for food. Soon all the horses, flocks, herds, and donkeys of Egypt were in Pharaoh's possession, but at least they were able to purchase food for that year. King James Version, verse 18. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my Lord, how that our money is spent. My Lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my Lord, but our bodies and our lands. Wherefore shall we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh, and give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate.
Yeah, it was a common thing in those days to sell yourself, if you were a poverty-stricken person, so to be a slave so that you could at least eat and work for the Pharaoh. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and it was like pretty much a Middle Eastern custom. Then go ahead.
And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them to cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Only the land of the priest bought he not, for the priest had a portion assigned them of Pharaoh, and did eat their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Wherefore they sold not their lands.
Okay, the priests were a very powerful political force in all the different countries around in those days, and so they were definitely supported by the government. And they had things. Okay.
Commentary, verses 18 through 22. The next year they came again and said, quote, Our money is gone, and our livestock are yours. We have nothing left but our bodies and land. Why should we die before your very eyes? Buy us and our land in exchange for food. We will then become servants to Pharaoh. Just give us grain so that our lives may be saved, and so the land will not become empty and desolate. So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. All the Egyptians sold him their fields, because the famine was so severe, and their land then belonged to Pharaoh. Thus all the people of Egypt became servants to Pharaoh. The only land he didn't buy was that which belonged to the priests, for they were assigned food from Pharaoh and didn't need to sell their land. King James Version, verse 23. Then Joseph said unto the people, Behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and ye shall sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones.
So they're slaves, and yet they get to keep four-fifths of everything that they plant. And so at least they get to eat. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So that wasn't an unrighteous thing for Joseph to do, because they spared their lives. It's a merciful thing. Okay, go ahead.
And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. Commentary, verses 23 through 26. Then Joseph said to the people, quote, See, I have bought you and your land for Pharaoh. I will provide you with seed so you can plant the fields. Then when you harvest it, a fifth of your crop will belong to Pharaoh. Keep four-fifths for yourselves, and use it to plant your next year's crop, and to feed yourselves, your households, and your little ones. Quote, You have saved our lives! Exclamation point, they exclaimed. May it please you, sir, to let us be Pharaoh's servants. Joseph then made it a law throughout the land of Egypt, and it is still the law, that Pharaoh should receive one-fifth of all the crops grown on his land. But since Pharaoh had not taken over the priest's land, they were exempt from this payment. King James Version, verse 27. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. Commentary, verses 27 through 29. So the people of Israel settled in the land of Goshen in Egypt, and before long they began to prosper there, and their population grew rapidly. Jacob lived for 17 years after his arrival in Egypt, so he was 147 years old when he died. As the time of his death drew near, he called for his son Joseph, and said to him, quote, If you are pleased with me, swear most solemnly that you will honor this my last request. Do not bury me in Egypt. King James Version, verse 30. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, Swear unto me. And he sware unto him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. Commentary, verses 30 through 31. When I am dead, take me out of Egypt, and bury me beside my ancestors. So Joseph promised that he would. Quote, Swear that you will do it, Jacob insisted. So Joseph gave his oath. Jacob bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff.
Okay. And now commentary.
47, verse 11. Quote, So Joseph assigned the best of the land of Egypt, the land of Ramses, to his father and brothers, just as Pharaoh had commanded. The land of Ramses. This is the Egyptian name for the area called, quote, Goshen, unquote, by the Hebrews. So Ramses and Goshen are one in the same. 47, verse 18. Quote, The next year they came again and said, quote, Our money is gone, and our livestock are yours. We have nothing left but our bodies and land. The Egyptians finally sold Pharaoh their homes and their lands, even selling themselves as the king's slaves. Starvation was the only alternative. Voluntary slavery was often a means of keeping the poor alive. Joseph's behavior was not heartless. Even the enslaved peasants would have considered him a wise man. We have to understand the culture of those days. After all, Pharaoh at that time was considered by the Egyptians to be a god. As a result of Joseph's efforts, Egypt now had a very strong central government, probably making the end of some anarchic conditions. 47:21-26. Quote, Thus all the people of Egypt became servants to Pharaoh. The only land he didn't buy was that which belonged to the priest, for they were assigned food from Pharaoh and didn't need to sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, quote, See, I have bought you and your land for Pharaoh. I will provide you with seed so you can plant the fields. Then when you harvest it, a fifth of your crop will belong to Pharaoh. Keep four-fifths for yourselves and use it to plant your next year's crop and to feed yourselves, your households, and your little ones. Quote, You have saved our lives! Exclamation point, they exclaimed. May it please you, sir, to let us be Pharaoh's servants. Joseph then made it a law throughout the land of Egypt, and it is still the law, that Pharaoh should receive one-fifth of all the crops grown on his land. But since Pharaoh had not taken over the priest's land, they were exempt from this payment.
Well, that's teaching good business. Amen?
Amen.
To give four-fifths to the people and take one-fifth for the government. If they happen to be so poverty-stricken that they're not able to eat. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Joseph moved them into the cities where they could be fed, then distributed seed for planting as the drought was ending. He did not disturb the priests. They are a powerful political force in any primitive land. Years later, Moses himself became a member of the Egyptian royal family and noted that these decrees by Joseph were law over the land of Egypt to this very day. 47 verse 29, quote, as the time of his death drew near, he called for his son Joseph and said to him, if you are pleased with me, swear most solemnly that you will honor this, my last request. Do not bury me in Egypt. Where Jacob says, quote, under my thigh, end quote, in the King James Version, this is exactly as Joseph's grandfather Abraham had done earlier. Genesis 24:2-3.
When they do that, that's a solemn oath, and usually it would happen when they're ready to bless their sons, when they're getting ready to die. Okay, then what else?
Quote, and Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell.
Yeah.
47 verse 30. Quote, when I am dead, take me out of Egypt and bury me beside my ancestors. So Joseph promised that he would. Talking about their burial place, see Genesis 23:19. Quote, and after this, Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan.
And that's where Jacob was buried, and also Leah. Okay.
47 verse 31. Quote, swear that you will do it, Jacob insisted. So Joseph gave his oath. Jacob bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. He bowed himself low on the head of the bed. Hebrews 11:21 reflects the Septuagint variation of it.
Now, the Septuagint is, and I put this on the tape, that this is the Greek Old Testament. Even though the Greeks did not write the Old Testament, it was written in Hebrew and Aramaic. It states that in the Septuagint, okay? Then what else?
Quote, by faith, Jacob, when he was a-dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. The Septuagint is the actual Greek Old Testament, which, of course, the Old Testament was not written in Greek. It is the Greek's version of the Hebrew and Aramaic Old Testament, quote, leaning on the top of his staff, unquote.
All right, that was the 47th chapter of the book of Genesis. Keep thinking about the Lord and apply these lessons to be fair with poor people if... you have to let them eat. Amen?
Amen.
And they're little ones and their wives. And you have to provide for them. And this was a very good thing that Joseph did there. And so keep looking up. Keep your eyes and your heart and your spirits on the kingdom of heaven. That's where your treasure is and that's where your heart should be. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so I've already done chapter 48, but we'll be doing that tomorrow. And I'm going to try to complete 49 and 50 because I might have to take a little trip someplace. I'd like to get a little bit ahead here. Till then, God bless you real good and praise the Lord.